says evolution fact. Yep. Are we referring to the Charles Darwin version of the evolution theory?
Yeah, that's the only one that biologists really accept. We've added stuff to it, but the basic principle behind it, even though Darwin didn't know anything about more advanced sciences such as genetics, he was right about everything.
Was he? Yeah. The primary principle that man turned into monkey, correct? Monkey turned into man. I'm sorry.
Men are a type of monkey, so yeah, obviously. And we have the evidence for it.
How? Okay, can we speak on that? How can you suggest that that's fact?
Because we have the evidence for it.
Okay.
Here, it's literally right on the screen.
I'm sorry, I can barely even see that.
I can crop this and make it a little bit bigger.
May you just explain this? Because I can barely. Okay, chimpanzee.
There, so here, I'll make it bigger. Essentially, here, I'm going to monkey with this on my end a little bit too. I'm sure you've heard of or seen, this before, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I mean, this is not actually scientifically correct the way it presents this would happen, but the general gist of it is, modern man didn't exist a long time ago. Instead, it was something that's similar to us in certain ways, and gradually it evolved into what we see in the modern day. Well, that's the idea, and then yeah, we have actual fossils of this, like Lucy and Homo habilis and Homo erectus and many others. Read the text, but we have those things.
Okay. I have a question about that.
Yeah.
So we do know that blacks, or whatever you want to call us, Africans, whatever, were the first people on the planet. We do know that. That is, I'm pretty sure, it's just proven, scientifically proven.
Yep, Charles Darwin was the first one to popularize that idea.
Okay. No, not popularize the idea. That is literally proven. But when we speak on that, I have a question, which is, how did monkeys evolve to have a melanated pigmentation and then literally devolve to have a non-melanated pigmentation?
There's no such thing as devolve. Okay. If you change, no. You are evolving.
Yes, but there is no evolutionary advantage to pale skin.
Yes, there is.
What is it? There is none. There is none.
No, there is. Do you know why we need sunlight?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I said go ahead. Why do we need sunlight?
I'm not sure.
Okay, you said that you know, but whatever. You need sunlight because it activates a metabolic process that creates vitamin D for us. We need vitamin D because vitamin D is an enzyme that helps. I can't remember. It's with calcium. I can't remember if it activates osteoclasts to form osteon or exactly what it is. I just took notes over this a couple weeks ago too, so that's embarrassing. But anyways, you need sunlight for vitamin D. Now, if you live near the equator where there's a lot of sunlight, you can get skin cancer. So people that live near the equator have dark skin to block the damaging UV light, which gives them a huge advantage in the form of a resistance to its natural sunblock, resistance to UV radiation. People that live away from the equator, where the sunlight isn't as intense, that extra melanin also makes it so you don't get as much. The vitamin D synthesis is slowed down the more melanin you have too. Now, for people on the equator, it's not a problem. People on the equator aren't vitamin D deficient. because they live where the sunlight is really intense. But away from the equator, where the sunlight is less intense, there's way less of a risk from skin cancer.
Okay.
So you don't need the darker skin, and it boosts your vitamin D production. But so this is completely this is completely explainable through evolution.
My question was, what factual basis that you have that the sun or whatever force or existence or whatever literally can change people's pigmentation? Like, how does that work? How did monkeys evolve to have a melanated pigmentation? How do you do that? I need scientific basis on that. Like, how does that happen?
Literally, I don't know if melanin, if all mammals have melanin. I would presume they do. There are others too, like beta carotene. Like, we have other pigments, like beta carotene and some others. I'm guessing those are almost universal in mammals. The difference is how much of them does any particular group have. Humans didn't evolve melanin from nothing. Melanin existed in animals before humans existed, so we just inherited it.
Of course.
And some humans have a lot of melanin. Some people that look like me don't have very much at all.
Okay, of course, but the sun has never been responsible for changing people's pigmentation. And this is there's no scientific basis on that.
Yes, there is. People that live away from the equator have paler skin.
Yes, but how did that? I'm asking you how. How did that happen?
How did the pigmentation literally switch? All you have to do, well, the amount of melanin you have is just a matter of how active your cells are. It's just a matter of, it's kind of like a physio-metabolic thing. Like, some people are literally born with only one kidney. Like, bodies fluctuate pretty wildly. So the idea that there would be some group of people born and their skin is lighter is just, like, the most normal thing ever. And as their skin was lighter and they lived farther away from the equator, they got more vitamin D, meaning they had stronger bones, meaning, I don't know, they could punch woolly rhinos in the head a little bit harder and get more food. Something, I'm obviously being a little facetious, but like, if you literally just follow Darwin's, you're asking me, how did the sun make our skin change? Well, it doesn't work that way. What happens is the population of organisms, they're all a little bit different. Now, are some of those differences advantageous? Most of them don't really make a huge difference, but if one is advantageous,
very, very big genetic differences, but we can go into that.
They're not. The difference between skin tone, there's a couple of genes that play a role in it, but the most significant one is literally a single base pair substitution.
Okay.
Like, a dramatic melanin concentration. It's actually the reverse. Because, you know, our African brothers are sort of, they look like humanity did at its inception for the most part. So it's actually in the other direction. But literally, you have 3.5 billion molecules in your DNA linked together. Literally just take one of them and replace it with another one. And that's the most significant. You'll get the most significant melanin change just from one thing.
Okay, that's simple. But okay, so we know that plant physiology is like very close to human physiology. One of the only differences between plants and people is that I'm pretty sure plants have magnesium and we have iron. Now, plants also have
plants don't have any tissue that humans have, literally none. And humans don't have any tissue that plants have, literally none.
Give me a second. Plants also have melanin. So why do plants' pigmentation not also change due to the sun? Why do plants not also lose melanin over time? That's a very good question.
Why don't plants lose melanin over time? Off the top of my head, I don't have an answer to that. Can plants get cancer? This is an interesting question.
I'm pretty sure they can, yes. Okay.
Plants do develop tumors called galls or burls, but they different significantly. So Burl is cancer, huh? That's interesting. I guess that kind of makes sense. I don't have an answer for you off the top
okay,
of my head.
Okay. I have no
about this,
okay,
why I have some plants don't lose melanin or have plants. We know that plants have different concentrations of pigment. Like, you know that there are some plants that are purple, right? That's because they have a whole bunch of a different pigment. Chlorophyll's the most common one. I don't remember what the purple one is off the top of my head. But that literally, like, we have diversity in the plant kingdom as well. Plants come in all different colors.
I have another question. We know, then, and this is scientifically proven. We know science proves if you are not of African descent, you are some form of Neanderthal. You also have fruit fly. Yes, this is true.
No.
This is true.
If Homo you are sapiens, I'm not African. I'm not a type of Homo sapiens, or I'm not a type of Neanderthal. No, I'm a different Homo sapiens.
I did not tell you that.
Yes, you did. You said non-Africans are a type of Neanderthal.
Give me a second.
That's not true.
I did not say that. I did not say they are a type of Neanderthal.
Yes, you did.
I said if you are not of African descent, you have some form of Neanderthal DNA as well as fruit fly DNA and a couple of other animals. Now, why is it that Africans are the only people on the planet that you can find with 100% human DNA and nothing else?
Because Neanderthals never lived in Africa.
That's okay, but how does that contribute to their genetics? That's
because
what
you don't get you get DNA from mommy and daddy, and if a Neanderthal,
yes, in the comments,
if a Neanderthal never fucks a human, then there's no Neanderthal DNA.
Okay, fruit fly, yes.
Because are genes that you have that existed before humans existed, and fruit flies have them. This is proof of evolution. Evolution means that there was once one original organism, and everything we see alive today is the descendant of it. Well, when things reproduce, they pass on DNA.
Okay,
that would necessarily mean that humans would share DNA, some DNA, with other organisms. So us having fruit flies is because us and fruit flies share a common ancestor a long time ago before either one of us existed. It didn't come from, did you know that evolution teaches that one day a human had sex with a fruit fly? No, that's not how that works.
Okay, well, let me get my point.
You do realize that Africans also have fruit fly DNA, right?
Yes, but I said Africans are the only people that you can find with 100% human DNA and nothing else.
Yes, because Neanderthals never lived in Africa.
Okay, I have another question.
And Neanderthals are just a subspecies of human. They're called Homo Neanderthalis, just like we're called Homo sapiens.
Let me ask this.
Both homos.
I'm pretty sure that caterpillars are able to turn into butterflies due to what is it called? What is this transformation called?
Metamorphosis.
Metamorphosis, yes. Okay.
Almost all insects metamorphosize.
These caterpillars have the proteins and genomes in their genetics in order to turn into butterflies. Monkeys do not have the proteins and genomes in their genetics to turn into an African. This is not, like, how can you explain that? You can't put your head down and explain this.
You do know that a caterpillar is just a butterfly larva, right?
Yes, but
they're not two different species.
But we can use.
You're talking about you used to be a unicellular thing.
Yes.
Okay, and you had the genes to turn into a multicellular thing. You were a human when you were a fertilized cell or fertilized egg. You're a human today. A caterpillar is the same organism that a butterfly is.
But a monkey is not the same organism as an African, so explain
but monkey,
how
monkey was able to evolve. Evolution is not one day an animal is sitting there, and then like Animorphs, it just goes and then turns into another organism. That's not what evolution is.
But my question was that monkeys do not have the proteins, genomes, acids, and whatever else that they have that Africans also don't
have. Yes, they do. They have almost all of the exact same ones. You have a chimpanzee is 98.6% genetically the same as a human being. There are some that we have that they don't have. There are some that they have that we don't have. Okay, we have tons of genes that are exactly the same in them. Now,
yes, but we, for the record, these are two
chimpanzees
different...
didn't turn into humans, but...
Okay, but these are two different species, though. How?
Obviously. How is that
possible? Not only did they evolve to
because,
have melanin...
Because over time, DNA in populations changes.
Not only did they evolve to have a really melanated pigmentation, we are two different species.
Have you ever seen a hair? Have you ever seen a hairless chimpanzee? They're already melanated. Nothing had to change for that. The only thing that changed was people that left Africa. A lot of them became less melanated.
Okay, a monkey and a human cannot reproduce because they do not have the same genetic structures. So how did the monkey evolve into the African? I'm asking you.
Because the DNA changes over time.
That's due to what though? How? Let me give me
how
give
does
me,
DNA
give
change?
Me the cause
there are lots of reasons.
No. Give me the cause of the monkey's DNA changing into the Africans. I want you to tell me. How
non-disjunction,
did this
random mutation, translocations,
random
chromosomal fusions.
No, that's
what do you
not
mean no? You don't they know anything two, about this. I just gave you several
Africans
answers and you
species.
Said no.
Random mutation does not just happen.
Of course it just happens. You look different than your parents. That's because of random... Well, it's because you have two different people's DNA in you. But
exactly.
If we looked at your DNA that you got from your dad, it wouldn't be exactly the same.
It's not.
Okay.
But we are.
Well, then DNA
and my dad.
DNA
are the
changes
same exact,
over time.
Me and
you
my
just
dad are the
it.
Same exact species of people. No, but
yes, of
we,
course, evolution.
We are dealing with two. We are dealing with two completely different species.
Yes,
a monkey
I know.
And an African. How? I want you to tell me the cause.
DNA changes. I'm going to give you an analogy to make this make sense to you. You know that languages change, right?
Yes, obviously.
Okay. 5,000 years ago, if I transported you back in time 5,000 years ago, would you be able to talk to anybody?
No, of course not.
Okay, well then how did English just all of a sudden evolve?
That's not, no, but these are not at all the same
They're
analogy.
They're exactly the no, same analogy. Not. Because what makes an organism what it is? It's DNA. What if you only change a tiny fragment of the DNA? Then the organism only changes by a tiny fragment.
But the DNA cannot
shut up. Oh, fuck. I accidentally disconnected him. I meant to mute you. I just disconnected you. Please re-request and I will bring you up. I'm sorry. Okay, there he is.
I'm back.
Okay, my bad. When the DNA changes microscopically, the organism barely changes. But those changes don't go away. So once there have been hundreds of thousands of generations, it means that you've accumulated hundreds of thousands of differences, meaning the organism at the end of that process is different than the organism at the beginning. Here's why it's a perfect analogy to language. English didn't happen one day because some people that speak a completely different language gave birth to a baby that started speaking English.
Instead,
microscopic parts of the language change every generation. But once there have been so many generations, virtually none of the words are the same anymore. So it's a completely different language. If I transported you back in time 500 years ago, you could talk to people that live in the British Isles, but it would be kind of difficult. But then if I transported you back 1,000 years, you couldn't talk to any of them. All of the words would be different. Yet, every single one of the people living there creates a chain of beings that speak a language that became modern English bit by bit. That's how it happens with DNA. The DNA changes a tiny bit every generation.
Okay.
When you have millions of generations,
dramatic
changes.
But German and Latin utilize some of the same characters, aka the same.
Yes.
Well, what we
and
use
all
for this
life
analogy.
On the planet
but
shares
you
some
cannot,
genes.
You cannot take an entirely different language and transform it into a new language.
Yes, you can. It's that. Happened countless times.
But no, because these were
yes.
these were this was done using
yes.
the same characters from two
Portuguese,
different languages.
Spanish, French. Italian are
yes,
all derivatives of Latin, which was a completely different language.
But these were done. Okay. Because these were done using the same characters from different languages. We are talking about two different species here. I'm trying to help.
And
like, help
all species have the same DNA molecules.
But how?
And they share a bunch of them. DNA changes every generation. This is known. Like, if you want a more in-depth explanation, step one, you smash cloacas together with other people that have cloacas. Step two, your offspring are slightly different. Step three, your offspring smash their cloacas with other people that have cloacas. Step four, rinse and repeat. Eventually, the cloacas don't fit anymore, so you have two different species that can't cloaca smash anymore. And then repeat steps one through four a bunch of times.
Okay. Because you kind of like not answering my question though,
buddy. I promise I've answered your question multiple times. DNA changes every single generation. The only way to change an organism is to change its DNA. This is known to happen.
Yes, but these one species of animal cannot completely metamorph over time, not even over time, into another species. Because if that's the case,
yes,
why are monkeys?
Yes, it can, and we have
monkeys,
the evidence of
why
it.
Why are monkeys still not evolving into humans?
Monkeys didn't. The monkeys that are alive today didn't turn into humans a long time ago. The monkeys today evolved into the monkeys of today. A really long time ago, the monkeys that live today didn't exist.
But what type of monkeys did then? I'm not sure. How does that make any sense?
It depends on what species you want to talk about. If you're talking about between us and chimps, then it was Sahelanthropus something something, 7 million years ago or whatever its name is. All life on the humans didn't come from chimpanzees. Do you think that we did?
No, we came from Neanderthal, or at least that's what the Charles Darwin version of the evolution theory.
No, it isn't. Yeah. Charles Darwin never said, no, he never taught that either. Neanderthals are a different species of human.
Okay, then explain that. Explain.
It's exactly like Portuguese and Spanish. They're neighbors. Portuguese didn't come from Spanish. Instead, a long time ago, before either language existed, there were people speaking the same language in two different parts of the world. These people started changing their words bit by bit. These people started changing their words bit by bit. But because they don't live near each other, the bits that they changed didn't interact. And then one became modern Spanish, one became modern Portuguese. That's how it happens with DNA too. The DNA changes, the changes accumulate, species become new species over vast stretches of time.
Can you still hear me? I'm sorry.
Yes.
That was my computer. Okay. Because I'm pulling it up right about now.
You're pulling it up?
No, as I get ready to ask you another question. But we can dwell on back to the melanin topic and how
you want to go back to melanin? I thought we were done with that.
You're asking where the original is, though. Am I correct? What? Oh no. Can you give me another example of a species evolving to have completely different melanated pigmentation, and also a species, just a completely different species entirely? Like, why does this only happen for monkeys?
Yeah, Black Panthers.
Yes, but no, that's not true.
Yes, but Panthers, no? What Black the fuck Panther, do you mean? Wait, Black Panthers are just regular jaguars or leopards with more melanin.
Yes, but these are not two completely different species. And
oh,
they cannot
okay.
And they can
well,
still...
It's an
a
example.
Black Panther can reproduce with a jaguar. A monkey cannot reproduce with an African. So how did these huge changes occur? These changes are impossible to occur, actually. They're not impossible to occur.
Like, what could possibly make... Even if you... Like, you don't believe in evolution. Presumably, what? You believe in Adam and Eve?
Are we talking about religion now?
Yeah, kind of. I'm just asking... You don't believe in evolution, so how do you believe humans showed up on Earth?
I believe that the first humans were naturally occurring from the Earth, and then I believe that...
That's evolution.
Yes, but no, not technically.
What the fuck is going on?
This is not from an entirely different species, and I also believe that other humans...
So you think we magically, naturally were created?
No, I believe that other humans who are not of African descent were genetically created by a different species.
Okay, so you're a Hotep or whatever? No, not... You're... What is this? Nation of Islam?
No, not the Nation of Islam. No.
What are you? You're one of those. You're in that group that thinks white people were created in a lab and that black people used to live on the moon.
That's not. No, of course not.
What do you believe?
Okay, I do believe that all humans were created by an outside species of extraterrestrial, any human. But I do not believe that we are all the same. No.
So you think that white people were created in a separate experiment by the aliens?
I guess if you want to consider that, yes. But no, not the Yaku theory.
Yeah, no, it's something even dumber, I guess. Okay, well, fucking, I don't know. Then why is it that white people and black people can make mulatto babies?
Obviously, because we're the same species, we just have different pigmentations. But okay, I'm telling
so
you,
so we were created completely separately, but we're the same species. You know, if evolution were true, white people and black people would also be able to breed together.
I'm sorry?
If evolution were true, white people and black people would still be able to make babies together.
Yeah, but we or you guys.
So far, there's no evidence that supports your claim and doesn't support my claim.
No, because you still you used language as an analogy, but you technically didn't explain the actual question, which was how did one species completely evolve to another?
Changes in DNA. I explained it 3 or 4 times.
Why did the aliens give DNA to chimpanzees?
That's almost the same as ours.
There are certain changes that are literally impossible to make. How did these changes occur? And what?
Well, if they're impossible, then the aliens didn't do it because it's impossible.
Okay, but what outside for? No, can we not talk about the aliens? I would gladly not talk about aliens. Okay, I want to stick to evolution. There are certain changes that are literally impossible at least we can see that humans and monkeys cannot sexually reproduce.
Of course not. What makes you think that one day a monkey gave birth to a human? What makes you think that?
I did not say that.
What makes you think that that's what evolution believes?
Are we not discussing that monkeys evolved into people? Is that not the evolution theory?
Of course it is. But that doesn't mean that one day a monkey fucked the world's first human and made a monkey-human hybrid somehow just a human and not even a monkey.
I said that did not happen, but there are certain changes, distinct
changes. The way you present this means that that's what you think people that believe in evolution think. You don't understand the thing you're criticizing.
I do.
Then you wouldn't be asking these questions. When organisms reproduce, they pass on their DNA, correct?
Yes.
The DNA is different a tiny bit every single time organisms reproduce, right?
Ask that question again. I'm sorry, I was not listening.
Every time organisms reproduce, the DNA they pass on changes a tiny bit, right?
I'm not sure of the DNA. I'm pretty sure it's the RNA.
No, it's DNA.
Okay. Because... Right. Yes. Okay. We can go.
Okay. Well, what happens when that process has been going on for billions of years? If you change the DNA over the course of billions of years, why the hell would you think that the organisms that are made with that DNA would never change? It makes zero logical sense at all. We have a complete explanation of the pathway for how evolution happens. Changes in DNA over time.
Yes, but there are specific changes between these two different species that cannot naturally occur. This is not
like what? Melanin? They have melanin, no. So do we. It didn't even change. We just have different amounts of it. If a black panther and a regular panther can exist, then changes, extreme changes in melanin aren't a problem at all. Those are the same species.
Not specifically just melanin, because DNA is okay. No, not specifically just melanin. We can say that changes, but the DNA is the permanent blueprint for the changes in genetic material of people.
Yeah. So what can't happen by changing the DNA? What's an example?
But okay, monkeys kept reproducing. Wait, oh, hold on. Let me give you this. Monkeys kept reproducing with people until the DNA.
No, that never happened.
No, not people. I misspoke. Monkeys kept reproducing with monkeys until their DNA eventually changed and they formed Neanderthals. Is that what you're saying?
You're skipping like literally millions of years worth of steps. But yeah, that did happen.
Millions of years worth of what steps? How? What changed?
Those steps. Monkeys fuck.
Humans.
They skeet some DNA into the lady monkey. No, the DNA is a little bit different. And millions of accumulated years of that produce different monkeys.
Humans cannot continuously reproduce until we create another species. That is not how that works. Not even.
What makes you think that that's not how that works? Even though, keep in mind, if that were true,
that's not
then
how
we'd
DNA
have to
changes.
Yes, it is. This is really easily inductively provable. If that's what did happen, then we'd have to share DNA with all the monkeys. DNA with all the monkeys.
How does DNA change due to reproduction? Let's start there.
Non-disjunction, translocations, single base pair mutations, chromosomal fusions. You want some more? Frameshift mutations?
Yes, but these do not eventually.
What do you mean,
happen?
Yes, but you wanted to know how does this thing happen? Because presumably it doesn't happen. Here's five examples. Yeah, but that doesn't prove anything. Actually it does.
These changes happen in regular everyday people, yes, but these do not change to form a completely different species.
Of course not. That takes thousands or tens or hundreds of thousands of generations.
Okay, you can keep
this. Like language. Did one day Latin speakers start saying sacre bleu? No, that took thousands of years of small accumulated differences. And now you have people going around saying that. This is not even hard to comprehend.
I'm sorry, I was muted. You can keep bringing up the time, but what specific changes happen over those course of millions of years that cause
the DNA changes
completely
bit
different
by
species?
Bit,
no,
in different ways.
That's not how DNA changes.
Yes,
that's
it
not
is.
How, DNA changes.
How does DNA change, Mr. I don't know anything about DNA, including how to spell it, probably?
Deoxyribonucleic acid, but I'm trying to.
That's
ask
not how you,
you
spell DNA. So
not spell,
thank
but
you.
That's the official word for scientific word for DNA. But I'm trying to ask you something. What specific changes over the course of millions of years caused monkeys to form a completely different species?
The DNA changed.
But what specific changes? I'm asking you.
You'd have to sequence the entire genome of both of them and then look at the parts where it's different. That has been done before.
You would not have to do that because I'm pretty sure science says we are identical to monkeys' DNA as far as 93%.
Yeah, most of it is the same. That's what evolution says would happen. The thing we're most similar to, we would share the most of our DNA with them. Things we're not all that similar to, we'd share less of our DNA with them. And that's exactly the case. There's a perfect correlation.
Doesn't have the boots
for
this hike. What are you talking about?
What am I talking
about? No, I was not talking to you.
I know, you're reading your notes, yeah.
Yeah, but we would not have to sequence the entire DNA of both species to understand that there's certain changes in these DNA that cannot occur even over millions of years.
Name one change in the DNA that can't happen over millions of years.
because you explained a bunch of different changes and how DNA changes when people reproduce. Can you go over that again?
No.
Can you wait? Why? Why can't you explain the changes that you just explained?
Because I don't feel like it. I've asked you to provide an example of something that can't happen by DNA changes, and you haven't. I've answered every single request of you so far for 35 minutes. You haven't done one thing I've asked. What's one thing that changing the DNA could not possibly have caused in humans?
Okay, let me go.
Let you go? As in you're leaving, or you're gonna think about it?
No, I'm going to pull up the processes. Do you want to wait?
Okay. Yeah. Does it look like I have anything better to do?
Please not do that. No, stop. Turn it off, please. Turn it off.
I have three ways. Can we turn this off?
It's been off for a while now.
Let's put on my little article. We have how does DNA change over time? We have recombination, independent assortment, and mutation. After I just pulled up my little article. These changes, even over the course of millions of years, do not cause a species to transform into a complete other. I did not type it into ChatGPT, David C. Thank you. I went on my little article.
Yeah, from the Institute of Creation Research or Answers in Genesis or something.
Yeah. But no, I just explained to you three ways that DNA changes over time, over the course, or over reproduction. But these do not contribute to a species changing into a completely different other.
It says
the processes of how these work: recombination, independent assortment, and mutation.
Obviously, they could, because the only difference between humans and chimpanzees, for example, we have the exact same hereditary molecule. It's called DNA, right? I know that you know that. So is it possible to change one thing at a time in the DNA? Yep. By changing one thing at a time in the DNA, could you eventually take a starting genome and transform it into the human genome? Yeah. Excuse me. Obviously, you could.
No. Okay, but what specific changes do these happen? Even over the course of millions of years. No, even over the course
asked
of...
Asked and answered.
We are dealing with monkeys reproducing with monkeys. Even over the course of the time, you keep bringing up the time, even over this time, this still does not explain how one species changed into a completely different other.
Yes, it does. Because all of that does...
It would happen for different species of animals then.
Of course. Every species on the planet evolved along their own unique pathway. And the evidence incontrovertibly supports it. If evolution's true, we need to share the most DNA with the animal we're most similar to, which would be the great apes. And we do. We should share some DNA with other mammals, but not as much as we do with, for example, lizards. And that's exactly the case. It's a perfect correlation.
All right. Mutation works when DNA is copied. And then there is an error in that mutation that forms an entirely new genetic variation of the offspring. But this is not.
Because non-disjunction doesn't work that way, but what close enough.
How does non-disjunction work? And we were talking about chromosomes. I was talking about just the DNA being copied in general. But
non-disjunction is when your cells make sperm and egg. They split your DNA in half. You only give half your DNA to your offspring when you reproduce. Yes. Not every time do your cells split the DNA perfectly in half. That's non-disjunction.
And there is an error. But this does not, this introduces a new genetic variation of the offspring, but not an entirely new species.
Of course not. Nobody ever said, nobody that believes in evolution thinks that one day an animal gives birth to a completely new species.
Of course.
It happens gradually. Okay. Then why are you using that as a counter argument?
Because
straw man me. And then when it's pointed out that it's a straw man, say, of course.
No, I did not.
Actually, keep doing it because it's hilarious. It proves you have no idea what you're talking about.
Because even when the DNA that is copying does not make the exact copying error, this still does not make an entirely, even over millions of years, this does not create an entirely new species.
Why not?
This, it does not.
Why not? Because it perfectly would be able to do that.
Because the DNA is
able to do that? Yes. You change one thing at a time, and eventually you can turn it into whatever you want. There's no logical problem here at all.
There is.
No, there isn't. If you take DNA and you change one thing at a time in it, over the course of millions of years, changing one thing at a time, it's way more than one thing at a time, but whatever. Over the course of millions of years, you change one thing at a time every time, but the changes you made never go away. You're not going to have the same thing at the end. This is completely stupid to think that you would have.
Of course.
Of course. But, okay. You just conceded how the evolutionary process would occur.
Because DNA is genetic hereditary instruction passed down. Even when that is an error, that does not form an entirely new species.
Fucking A, kid.
But okay.
Do you know what you just said? You just unironically said, even when a mutation happens, it doesn't turn into a new species.
It does not.
You unironically just once again made the argument that evolution teaches that one day an animal turns into another animal magically. Nope.
What did you just prove?
Okay. You have literally no clue what you're even saying.
You just argued
that what I'm trying to tell you is happening is that when a mommy and a daddy make a baby, the baby turns into a different organism. Nope.
You brought up evolution, but I still was waiting for you to give me another example of a different species that this happened to besides monkeys and people. What other example do you have for this just huge change in DNA over the course of periods of time?
Every single organism on the planet, every one of them. Did you know that if you compare the DNA of two birds, it's more similar than if you compare the DNA of a bird and a lizard?
Yes, but two birds are
that's
still not
evidence of evolution.
That is not.
Yes, it's it is.
Oh my goodness.
Organisms that are not part of the same group can't have more similar DNA than organisms that are part of the same group.
Okay.
That's true in evolution. And every single time we look at the DNA of organisms, that's exactly what we find.
This is not the same example though.
Yes, it is.
Because, okay, when we go to mutation, even when the DNA is copied and it makes a copying error, this still is the same genetic instruction from the previous offspring.
Yeah,
which
is why we have genes that even flies have.
Exactly. You know, but that's not the same thing, though. It's not the same thing.
Thing as what?
Okay, please listen to me.
I am.
Even when the DNA is copied and it makes a copying error, it's still the same basis and the same genetic instruction as the previous whatever.
Of course. Which is why every time an organism reproduces.
Listen.
I am listening. I know your argument better than you do. What you just told me is the very basic fact that when an organism reproduces, its offspring is the same species as it. Duh. You keep insinuating that evolution means that has to not be the case. You keep insinuating that evolution means one day when an organism gives birth, the organism it births is a different species. Nope. No. I've told you 10 times already it doesn't work that way. Yes, you are saying that. Every single time that you go, yeah, mutation happens, but even when the mutation happens, it's still the same organism. No shit, Sherlock. But when you have tens of millions of accumulated mutations, it's not the same organism.
Yes, it is, because it's still the same previous genetic instruction. Yes, it is, and it always will be. This does not
change. Says who?
Even when, because it's just due to mutation, the process of mutation.
Then how is it that we have different languages? Every single time.
We are talking about.
Shut the fuck up and listen. There are thousands of languages. How is that possible? Because every single generation, the parents and the kids can talk to each other. So how did different languages appear?
This is not the same analogy.
I promise it's going to go my way or you can leave. How are there thousands of different languages if in every generation, the parents and the kids can talk to each other?
Because in this case, or in English case, which we speak a hybrid language of Latin and German. You combine two languages. Which
no, we don't.
Yes, we do. We speak.
No, we don't. English is not a hybridization of German and Latin.
Yes, it is. Yes,
no,
it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. What is it?
It's from a Proto-Germanic language that changed over time. English has Germanic and about 30% of English has Latin roots in it. When I say you're a pseudo-intellectual, those are Latin roots. But it's not the case that people that say Guten Tag and people that say Carpe Diem one day started getting together and started saying Carpe Tag. That's not what fucking English is, you idiot.
Okay, you can keep using language to prove my point wrong, but we're still going off topic of evolution.
Kid, and you literally just don't know how to think about anything abstractly. You can't even.
You're not.
Try as hard as you can. You can't tell. You couldn't tell us how languages change over time. You thought it was a hybridization process. When English came onto the scene, nobody had been speaking Latin for millennia.
We are talking about evolution here, man. Why are
we're talking about how languages evolve, because it's directly analogous to how organisms evolve.
No, it is not.
Yes. Yes, it is. How did the thousands of languages that we see today happen? How did that happen?
Because Latin and German have some of the same characters, but when we are talking about monkeys and humans,
humans have some of the same DNA. Congratulations, yes. You just proved my point.
Yes, I did not. Now let me explain.
Yes, I did not.
But you're okay.
You have been saying
over the course of millions of years that mutations and genomes change to form a completely different species. But I'm telling this is not possible.
Because yes, it is possible.
The DNA is copied, and even when it makes a copying error, it's still the same. It's still the same base instruction from the previous parent.
Every single time spoke to each other, they spoke pretty much exactly the same words.
But
yet, 1,000 years ago, nobody spoke modern English. So how did modern English appear? Because the tiny changes accumulate over time. When you accumulate tiny genetic changes over time, that means after a million years, you have millions of changes in the DNA.
No,
when you take the original DNA and you change it millions of times, it can't stay the same organism.
But this is not the original DNA we're talking about. That's not how mutation works. The entire DNA does not change.
How does mutation work?
Mutation. I'm trying to explain it to you. Because when DNA is copied, even when this copy makes an error, it's still the same base. Is still the same base DNA from the previous parent. This does not change even over the course of millions of years. So explain.
It does. And we know it does, because if you look at the DNA of organisms, it's exactly like that.
Okay. I'll call myself. Thanks.
I'm going to use visual cues. And if you don't get it after this, then there's literally nothing we can possibly do.
Because you're using DNA in a wrong format, and this is not even how mutation.
Buddy, we went over this. You can't even spell DNA. So don't tell me that I'm doing this wrong.
You can spell deoxyribonucleic acid. You can spell deoxyribonucleic acid.
DNA is spelled DNA. So once again, thank you for proving that you can't even spell DNA.
That's
literally how you spell DNA.
You can spell deoxyribonucleic acid. No, I cannot.
Said spell DNA. DNA is spelled the letter D, the letter N, the letter A. Thank you.
Yes, I can spell that. What are you trying to make a joke?
Well,
what is this?
Five times I asked you to and you didn't do it. No, it wasn't five times.
What? I can obviously spell DNA. This is not the point we're trying to make. Come on now. Let's get it.
Okay.
Come on.
Can you see these letters?
Come on. Yes.
Okay.
But okay, you are still using language, but this is not mutation.
No, I'm not. Okay. I just copied all of the letters from above and then mutated one of them. Do you see?
But this is still... No. Cause that's
so
not
what I did was I took the original and made a copy of it.
But that is
one
not,
thing changed. Do you understand?
But that is not the process of DNA, though.
Yes,
DNA
it is. The DNA is copied, but it's not copied perfectly.
Yes, and this is basic, but that basic structure still stays even when the DNA copy is errored. But that basic instruction from the parent still stays. This is not a good analogy.
Yes, it is. I don't know what makes you. This is literally exactly how it happens. You take the original, you make a copy of it, the copy isn't perfect. This is a perfect analogy. I don't know. You're just being, I don't know what you're doing now. Okay. So I just copied the DNA and made one change to it. That's exactly what happens when the DNA is copied. I'm going to do it again. There. I just did it again. Did I take the original and then copy it? And then a small change happened?
I'm telling you, this is still not the same analogy, man.
Yes, it is.
I do.
Okay, I just did it again. Every single time I'm taking I'm not taking the original, because I don't know if you know this, but when your parents gave birth to you, they didn't take your grandparents' DNA, they took their DNA. So I'm not taking the original, I'm taking the previous one, and I'm going to make a copy of it every single time. But I'm only going to change one thing at a time. Every single time I do this, I'm only changing one thing. Now, do you see how this is starting to become more and more different every single time I change it?
But this is not how mutation works, though.
It's literally how mutation works.
It's not.
In fact, mutation... So the only sense in which this is not how mutation occurs is that mutation is actually more dramatic than this. Now, I have a question for you. On the top line, I have... No, just kidding. I have... on the top line. On the bottom line, I have... Are those the same thing?
No, they're not.
Oh, how did I get... from... How did I do that? By mutating one tiny thing at a time? Your line is yes?
I'm sorry. Wait, I was not paying attention. I'm sorry. I was reading. Go ahead.
How did I get from the original? How did that happen?
The letters changed over time.
Microscopic amounts of changes each time, right?
Yes.
Welcome to evolution. That's how it happens.
But, oh no, because that's
not... Nope, there's no but, there's no. It's over for you, kid. Any final words?
Okay. I'll go. Or...
Yes, you will. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.